Across the infinite stretches of the Milky Way, untold danger lurks in every star system. In this celestial void, a confederation of brave space adventurers have joined together to keep the galaxy safe from the forces of tyranny and subjugation. Join us for the interstellar adventures of the most daring of these galactic defenders of freedom, Captain Cometfire of the Cosmo Corps! Deep within the Orion Nebula, a lone cargo ship carrying much-needed medical supplies is under attack by the fiendish space pirates of Omicron 7.
Mayday. Mayday. This is the medical cargo ship SS Caduceus. We are under attack by pirates and our engines have just been destroyed. Requesting assistance. Repeat, we need help.
Save your transmission energy, you fool. The nebula is blocking your pitiful cries for help. Power down your ship and we will consider sparing your worthless lives.
Mayday, mayday, situation critical. Please, can anybody hear me?
Ha ha ha! Your pleas for mercy are of no use. Don't you know the old saying? In space, no one can hear you. What?
Spoke too soon, Captain Blargo.
I know that voice.
Well, I should hope so. After the trouncing I gave you fellas back on Relon 6, I'd be insulted if you forgot the name Josh Darkmoon.
You won't be so lucky this time. Fire every weapon! Blast him out of the sky!
Not even close, Blargo, old buddy. You and your boys better learn how to aim if you want to book me out of commission.
Perhaps. But your pitiful star splicer is no real threat to my ship. It would take you days to break through our shields with your plasma blasters.
I guess you got me there. Of course, it only takes about one space minute to be the distraction.
What?
Did someone say something about not having big enough guns? Caduceus, this is Luna Cometfire, captain of the Quasar's Heart. We've received your transmission, and if you haven't guessed already, the cavalry has just arrived.
Thank you. Please help us.
No worries there. We didn't fly all this way just to sightsee.
Blargo, you might be right about Josh's plasma blasters, but right now you've got a half dozen of the finest quantum cannons the Cosmo Corps has to offer pointed right at you. I should also remind you that you attacked an unarmed medical supply ship. And if there's one thing I despise, it's a bully. I'm giving you exactly one chance to surrender before I turn your ship into stardust.
Evasive maneuvers! Get us out of here now!
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Aw, you just killed their engines and blew out their laser grid. I was hoping for some fireworks.
Well, you know me, Darkmoon. I hate to shoot somebody in the back. Now, with their life support out of power, they should be heading to the escape pods any minute now. Can you round those up with your tractor beams while we get repair crews over to the Caduceus?
Consider it done. So, how'd I do?
I'm not your superior officer. Why ask me?
Well, call me crazy, but I value your opinion, Princess.
Please don't call me that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you stop being heir to the throne of Beetlejuice while I was out fighting pirates?
I am here as a member of the Cosmo Corps, just like you.
All right, all right. Don't get your fuel eyes in a twist. So what did you think, colleague?
Your task was simply to distract and harass Blargo's ship. It was not necessary for you to take so many risks.
Were you worried about me?
You're a valued member of this crew.
I'm just going to casually pretend not to notice that you didn't answer the question, if that works for you. But don't worry, valued colleague. I barely took any risks at all. It's not a risk when you know your ship and the opponent's abilities.
Overconfidence is a dangerous trait.
Sure, but that doesn't apply in this situation. It's not overconfidence when I know darn well I'm the best pilot in the galaxy.
Until the day you're not.
Eh, you only die once. You live every other day.
Josh! Hey, Josh!
Well, if it isn't everyone's favorite boy genius.
Golly, Josh, that was some fancy flying out there.
That was nothing, little man. Someday I'll show you some real piloting. Heck, play cards, right? And I'll teach you to do some space skipping on your own.
Nifty Nebulas, you mean it? You think I could ever be as good as you?
Well, no. But to be fair, nobody's as good as me.
I'm not sure the captain would be all right with you teaching a child how to pilot a space splicer.
Aw, no fair. Everyone treats me like a kid just because...
Were you just about to finish that sentence with the words, because I'm a kid?
Bark. Bark. Woof. Woof. Bark. Bark.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Roxy.
What's with the mechanical flea bag this time?
She's reminding me we came here because Captain Cometfire wants to see both of you on the bridge.
Woof. Woof. Bark. Woof.
And she's not a mechanical flea bag.
Woof.
Hey, my mistake. Don't worry, Roxy. I'll make it up to you with some titanium kibble. Now let's see what the captain wants.
Nice of you folks to join me.
Captain?
Captain?
Ma'am?
We have the tiniest bit of a situation here. I just took the security teams on a little search of Blargo's ship. What do you think we came across?
27 kinds of mold never before identified by science?
You're not wrong, but that wasn't what I was going for. Kenny, is this what I think it might be?
Nifty Nebulas!
Woof! Bark! Woof! Bark! Bark! Woof! Bark!
What's she saying?
Probably nothing you don't know already, Captain. This is a hematonite crystal, all right.
Say what now?
The hematonites live on meteoroids found throughout this nebula. The crystals are their energy source.
Like a battery?
More like a power plant. One this size could probably make enough energy to power every colony on a small moon. I've never seen one up close before. Nifty Nebulas, this is amazing.
Amazing, yes. But let me ask you something. If this crystal is here while you're looking at it, what is it therefore not doing?
Oh dear.
You don't mean...
Like he said, it can power a small moon. So that means there's a small moon's worth of hematonites who've been without an energy source ever since Blargo stole this from them.
They don't have a backup?
It takes decades and a massive amount of resources to grow one of these crystals. They could have an immature specimen being prepared to take over when this one burns out. But the younger crystals could barely generate enough power for basic survival.
It couldn't have been stolen that long ago. It doesn't look like there's much excess energy buildup. We might be able to get it back to them before it's too late.
Which brings us to problem number two. This nebula is huge, and we have no way of knowing which hematonite colony this came from. And without this crystal, they probably don't have enough power to send out a distress call. It could take months to even locate the colony. And that, Commander Stellashine, is where you come in.
I'll arrange for a team to go down to the pirate ship. We can examine their navigational data and...
A nice thought. Pirates aren't exactly known for their detailed record-keeping. Blargo keeps his navigation data in his big fat head to keep any of his crew from having ideas about a mutiny. No, we're going to have to use a more direct approach. Kenny, I want you and Roxy to study this crystal and any information you can find about how these work. When we find where we're going, you're in charge of knowing how to reinstall this crystal and getting the colony back up and running as soon as possible.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Commander Darkmoon. Get your star splicer refueled and ready to go. If we're not already too late, we need to get there as soon as possible, and your ship can outrun just about anything in the galaxy. It's going to be a tight squeeze, but you'll need to bring Kenny and the crystal along with you.
I'm on it.
No unnecessary risks, Commander. Speed is important, but remember how much energy this crystal generates. You do something stupid and you'll light up half the nebula.
You can count on me, ma'am.
It won't just be me counting on you. Get going. And Commander Stellashine, you're with me. Hello, Blargo.
Captain Blargo to you.
Not sure how you're figuring that. A captain has a ship. See this one? The one in which you're currently crammed into the brig? This is the Quasar's heart, and I am in command of it. Thus, I am a captain. You, on the other hand, are in command of nothing. I'll be blasting that hazmat pile you were piloting into atoms soon, since it's not worth hauling for scrap.
Heh. You somehow think me feelings are hurt because you don't care for me ship.
Hurt. Not hurt. Don't care. I'll be dropping you off at the next planet we come to where they want your head on a pike. And, oh, there are so many choices there. And after that, I am never going to give you a moment's thought.
Well, if I'm such a lowly little bug that you don't care whether you swat me or not, then what, pray tell, are you doing here? I didn't ask you to come. Certainly didn't ask you to insult me. If I didn't know better, I'd swear you wanted something from little old forgettable me.
I want the coordinates of the hematonite colony where you got that crystal, and I want to know how long ago you took it.
Ah, I see. Not surprised, to tell you the truth. Getting that crystal, that's the tale worth telling.
Not here to hear you recount your glorious tales. I want the coordinates.
Oh, I heard you the first time. But that's some valuable information, and I think in that case, we should probably start talking about what I want.
That's not even remotely necessary.
What's this now? Ah, is this your little pet psychic? Yes, I know all about you, Missy. So is that the plan, then? Not even going to ask me nicely, just take the information straight out of me brain?
The process is painless, and it won't take long.
Sure of that, are ya?
Ugh.
Commander?
He's resisting, Captain. It's nothing I can't handle.
Don't sell me short, Princess. I may not have the kind of training you do, but I can lock down a piece of information in me brain. Go ahead. Scan away. You can't have this little nugget of information. Well, not unless you're willing to kill me to get it.
Stellashine?
He's right, ma'am. I don't know where he learned to do it, but there's no way to pull this piece of information out of his mind without frying every synapse in his brain. He has, however, made one very big mistake.
What's that?
He really shouldn't have called me Princess.
Did you get it?
No, it's still locked away, nice and tight. Even playing dirty like that, you couldn't pull it away from me.
Technically, you are correct. The mental defenses you put up are more or less absolute. That one piece of information is completely secure.
Heh, told ya.
Then again, just about nothing else in your mind is. Shall we start with a few mental projections? I believe this is you stealing the booty you promised to split with your crew.
Ooh, bad form. Be a shame if we needed to put you in a cell together with them and then happen to show them this.
And that is the least of what I found. Images of his cowardice. His shame. Even just things he finds unpleasant to remember.
I can see why. The picture on the left with the astroduck.
Clearly we could do immense damage to his reputation if this were to be shared.
Not just reputation. This would define his legacy. History would never remember Blargo the pirate, Blargo the thief. All that will ever be remembered is Blargo and the duck.
You wouldn't.
Oh, trust me when I say this. I would broadcast this if there weren't lives on the line. But since there are...
You'll promise me that doesn't leave this room.
I won't. No carrot for you. All stick. What I will promise is how far out of my way I will go to share this to every corner of the galaxy to make your name a laughingstock. I will promise to find the planet that hates you more than any other, that will make your suffering a planetary sport. And that is where I will drop you off if you don't tell me what I want to know right now.
There's a binary protostar 3 parsecs from here. You'll find a large asteroid in an irregular orbit around that. There's where you want to go.
Thank you. If you're lying to me, I will dedicate my life to making you regret it. Commander?
Coming, ma'am.
It's not usually a good thing when artificial gravity is turned off, but it sure makes carrying this crystal easier.
All the more reason to pick up the pace, Half-Pint. We still have to find a way into the settlement if we're going to plug in the crystal. Unless you want me to blast a hole in the wall.
Golly, Josh. That might save us some time, but it's awfully risky. The hematonites are probably in hibernation to deal with the cold, so if you blast open a wall, there might be people on the other side our hand sensors can't detect.
Well, time's running out. If we don't see a door over this next ridge, I think we'll have to chance it.
This way, please, hurry. It's right here.
Well, that sounds promising.
It's one of the hematonites.
Here, quickly, please.
Hi there. Looks like you folks might have misplaced the energy source for your colony. We found this one just sort of lying around in a pirate ship, and we thought that...
Please, there's no time. We've got to get the crystal inside and reinstalled into the power matrix.
Oh, I can help with that. I'm just amazed there's anyone up and conscious. How did you stay warm enough to avoid the hibernation cycle without the energy from the crystal? Hey! Hey, wait! You left my friend outside!
Exactly where he's supposed to be. And now, when I attach the crystal to this panel, the Citadel's force field will keep him out.
Wait, I don't understand. What's going on?
It's easy enough to understand. My friend here is staging a takeover of the colony with herself in control. I helped her out by arranging the theft of the crystal and by keeping her nice and cozy on my ship until you arrived.
Nifty Nebulous! It's Devron the Dastardly!
Exactly, Kenny Cosmoid. And now it's time for us to be going. You and I are going to do some great things together, but I need to get you onto my ship and into space before Darkmoon can get back to his star splicer. Once we're in my hidden base, we can talk about all the wonders your boy genius mind will be making for me.
I'll never help you! You're the scourge of the galaxy, and I...
And you are a child who has no idea how persuasive I can be when I put my mind to it. Now, are you getting into my ship safely, under your own power? Or in excruciating pain as I force you in?
You're insane!
Not insane, my boy. Visionary. It doesn't take much to come up with a more powerful laser or a faster ship, but what we're working on will make all the armies and all the space fleets in the galaxy obsolete. Why bother to disintegrate your enemies when you can travel backwards in time and stop them from ever being born?
But it can't be done. Time travel is absolutely impossible.
Impossible? Ha! For the mind which cured the Neptunian Pox, designed the first generator powered by dark matter fusion, and shut down the apocalypse programming hardwired into every android in the Betelgeuse sector? And all of that before your 13th birthday. No, Kenny. Not only can you crack the secret of time travel, you most assuredly will if you want to live.
I'll never help you. Captain Cometfire will be here any moment to rescue me.
Your faith in the Cosmo Corps is pitiful. Vileva, my dear. Our guest seems to be under the impression that a rescue is on its way. What do you have to say?
Wahaha! Not a chance, I'm afraid. They've had plenty of time to get here if they knew where we were. The Quasar's heart could have been here an hour ago, and Dark Moon's Star Splicer could have been here and back again to scout our defenses at least twice. Sadly, though, there hasn't been a single blip on our sensors.
I'm sorry, little Kenny, but your friends can't help you now. You're all by yourself. Woo-hoo.
There. You see, no one is coming to help you. The only ones here are Vileva and myself. And I promise you my consort will be even less hospitable than I will if you continue to resist me. Isn't that right, Vileva? Vileva?
Yes, I am here, Devron. Just got lost for a minute, imagining what I might do to that little brat. Why don't you let me come in there and show him?
Yes. Yes, there's no point in trying to persuade him to cooperate. It's best if he understands what will happen if he doesn't. I'm opening the door for you.
I'm not saying your plan was very good to start with, Devron, but of all the mistakes you ever made, kidnapping one of my crew was top of the list.
What? How?
How did we find you? How could we possibly have tracked you halfway across the galaxy? Well, the other lesson there is never to get between a boy and his dog.
Bark, bark, woof, bark. Woof, bark, woof, bark, bark.
Roxy! Come here, girl.
Bark, 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 woof, woof.
That robot can find Kenny anywhere in the cosmos. But if you think her tracking software is impressive, you should check out her defensive modes.
Growl, bark, growl, bark, bark, growl.
One false move and she will vaporize you. So now that I think about that, please make a false move.
But how did you get here without our sensors detecting your ship?
Oh, your sensors work fine. But when Stellashine clouded the mind of your minion watching the sensors, that became a moot point.
Speaking of which, Captain, she's beginning to resist my mental controls. I'm not sure I can hold her much longer.
Mind witch! I will break free of this, and when I do...
Well, that was fun. Can I shoot him with the stun cannon now? Because I owe him for what happened on the colony.
Bark, woof, woof, woof.
Signal? What signal are you picking up, Roxy?
Oh, that's probably the signal for my matter transporter. It's still experimental, so it may not even work. But if it does, I'll be back, Captain Cometfire. And next time, I will triumph!
Gone. And Vialeva, too. Kenny, any idea how far they could have gone?
The signal was pretty strong, Captain. They could be light years away.
And with the uprising in the Hematonite colony to deal with, not to mention dropping off Blargo and his crew, I don't think we can effectively mount a search at the moment.
You're right, Commander. But I have a bad feeling that's going to come back to bite us.
Nifty nebulas, everyone. Thanks for coming to save me.
That was never a question, Kenny. Not only are you part of my crew, but there was another big reason we had to save you.
What's that?
I am too busy to take Roxy out for walkies every day.
Bark, woof, woof, bark.
And so, once again, the call of adventure reaches out across the vastness of the galaxy, and our heroes are only too ready to answer it. Join us once again for the next thrilling episode of Captain Cometfire of the Cosmo Corps! You have been listening to Captain Cometfire of the Cosmo Corps, Episode 1, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. The announcer was Dan Wenzel. The captain of the Caduceus was Brianna Kuby. Blargo the Pirate was Rick Tennant. Commander Darkmoon was Adam Gastengee. Captain Cometfire was Rebecca Scheimer. Commander Stellashine was Andy Gastengee. Kenny Cosmoid was Aaron Manka White. Roxy the Robohound was Jill Wenzel. The Hematonite Trader was Liz Music. Vialeva was Dana Bonner Andreessen, and Devron the Dastardly was Andrew Dell. Some music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.